This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance product line, available at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly Intelligent Medicine. That means you can call us, 877-726-8255. That's the number that you can call now during the program, this hour or next, or 24/7. You can call and leave a message, and we'll be taking some of those calls just in a few moments. Intelligent Medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We put those together for you each weekend, and this weekend marks close to the second month of lockdown. We've all been sequestered, sheltering in place. Some of us lucky enough to emerge from lockdown in some of the states that have liberalized the quarantine. But we're all wondering, you know, where is the end? And when will we be able to get back to normal life? Well, it's a long way off, and people are looking for solutions. We'll talk about some of those potential solutions during today's broadcast. 877-726-8255. We want to hear from you if you believe we should be locked down until the advent of a definitive cure or a vaccine. We want to hear from you. Or if you think, well, it's time to get on with it. Well, the country's divided on that subject. There's lots and lots of pent-up demand for getting outside and normalizing our activities, getting back to work. Making a living, that's a priority, too, for a lot of people. 877-726-8255 is our number. And among the solutions haven't really been that spectacular. So far, we've had hydroxychloroquine, which was highly touted, and it appears to be of some benefit to some patients under some circumstances, but it's not a slam dunk. And the studies vary on its potential applicability to COVID-19. Some of the studies seem to debunk it. Appears to be no better than doing nothing. Also, a new antiviral drug, remdesivir, is making a splash. That drug seems to, well, it doesn't cure COVID-19. It seems to reduce the number of days that patients stay sick. In some clinical trials, it doesn't do very much. It's an expensive drug. It has to be administered intravenously. So it's not like something you can take at home if you're feeling a little under the weather. You got to be 4+ sick in a hospital setting under experimental circumstances, under a research protocol to get that dose of this magical elixir, which is said to be a potential fix for COVID-19. Also, there's convalescent serum. There's a lot of other plausible therapies on the horizon being tested out. They're being evaluated. But one therapy may really make a difference when it comes to COVID-19. And I'm talking about vitamin D. And vitamin D has been something that we've been talking about for years here on Intelligent Medicine as a plausible way of reducing the risk of upper respiratory infections. And what is COVID-19 if not an upper respiratory infection that sometimes turns very devastating And new research is now validating what I've been saying for years. Hate to say I told you so, but this headline, vitamin D linked to low virus death rate, study finds. And this is really making a splash in the mainstream press, finally, because nutritional therapies, they tend to get downplayed. And in fact, there's a lot of internet censorship and shadow banning of solutions that are said to be quack solutions, natural approaches to coronavirus, because, of course, only the pharmaceutical industry and the vaccine industry can come to our rescue in this crisis. So why look to the natural products industry, the makers of fake cures, so they say, as the answer? Well, vitamin D is breaking through, and it's in all the headlines. New COVID-19 research finds relationship in data from 20 European countries. It's a big study just released in the journal Aging Clinical and Experimental Research. So what they did is they surveyed 20 countries in Europe that have experience with coronavirus, and it certainly hit Europe hard, particularly countries like Spain and Italy. Both have experienced high COVID-19 mortality rates, and what they have found is that those two countries in particular have lower average vitamin D levels than most Northern European countries. And you might say, well, that doesn't make sense at all, because we know that vitamin D is made by the sun, and those are sunnier climes. Italy and Spain are where people in England and Scandinavia go on vacation to get the sun. But a very, very high percentage of the folks who are dying in Spain and in Italy are elderly. There's a demographically, those countries skew towards older individuals. There are many octogenarians and nonagenarians and centenarians in that population, and they're very vulnerable, and many of them are clustered in nursing homes where a high percentage of the deaths have occurred. And in those nursing homes, they get none of the benefit of all that wonderful sunshine, because many of them are bedbound. They stay inside for long periods of time. Aged skin doesn't make vitamin D that efficiently, even when you're in the sunlight. So it turns out that especially those who have light skin, those are individuals who may shun the sun. Also, perhaps you are Sicilian, you have a darker skin pigment. It takes longer for the sun to produce vitamin D. This is something we've seen in African Americans here in the United States. Very, very high percentage of vitamin D deficiency. So paradoxically, what they found is that the average levels of vitamin D were highest in Northern Europe, in Scandinavian countries. One of the reasons for that is those individuals regularly consume cod liver oil, which is a rich source of vitamin D. If some of you have grandparents from that part of the world, Northern Europe, you know that that was a staple growing up. And you know, maybe they tried to force feed you that foul-tasting brew. Here's a tablespoon of cod liver oil. Slug it down. Scandinavian nations were among the countries with the lowest number of COVID-19 cases, and their death rates were the lowest in Europe. And so the author of this study says, we found a significant relationship between average vitamin D levels and the number of COVID-19 cases, and particularly COVID-19 mortality rates across the 20 European countries. And there's a lot of reason to believe that vitamin D could help. Vitamin D enhances immunity, but it also helps to reduce inflammation. Those are two key pathways by which the coronavirus wreaks havoc in the body. And a previous study, they said, found that 75% of people in institutions such as hospitals and care homes were severely deficient in vitamin D. So they proposed that it would be advisable to perform dedicated studies looking at vitamin D levels in COVID-19 patients with different degrees of disease severity. You think? I think it's high time that we ramp up our vitamin D research. and distribute vitamin D to patients in nursing homes, the vulnerable elderly, people with comorbidities like hypertension, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes, to safeguard them while we're figuring out which, if any, of these powerful, expensive new drugs may work on COVID-19. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We just talked about the potential for vitamin D to make a difference in COVID-19. And here's yet another nutrient that was talked up in a brand new review article that appeared just a couple of days ago. It's zinc. The article is entitled Zinc and Respiratory Tract Infections, Perspectives for COVID-19. And they note in the article that zinc is, and I'm quoting, known to modulate antiviral and antibacterial immunity and regulate inflammatory response. They have looked at the pathway by which the coronavirus invades cells. And it has to do with something called ACE2, angiotensin converting enzyme 2. And there's evidence that zinc may decrease the activity of angiotensin converting enzyme 2, which might prevent the virus from docking on cell surfaces. Also, zinc has anti-inflammatory activity. It inhibits NF-kappa B signaling, which is a major pathway by which inflammation develops, and it thus may limit the cytokine storms that occur in seriously ill COVID-19 patients. Also, incidentally, bacterial infections take a toll on coronavirus patients, even though it's a viral pathogen, and zinc may reduce the risk of bacterial co-infection. That's been demonstrated in many studies. It turns out that zinc deficiency is extremely common in the following states: in aging, in obesity, in diabetes, and in atherosclerosis. Well, it turns out those are the self-same situations that are associated with higher levels of risk to patients who come down with the coronavirus. These are the so-called comorbidities. So the authors conclude zinc may possess a protective effect as a preventive and an adjuvant therapy of COVID-19 by reducing inflammation, by improving mucus clearance, by preventing ventilator-induced lung injury. That's a big problem. There's a lot of inflammation that occurs when patients get put on these powerful machines, pumping high-pressure oxygen into their lungs, and by modulation of anti-viral and antibacterial immunity. So, which is a perfect segue to this. You know, there's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system's operating at its peak. So here's a new natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. It's created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. It's elderberry, but it's combined with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system, and echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation. And zinc activates T lymphocytes, as we just said. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call this number, 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. So, you know those N95 masks? I found them cumbersome to wear, but they actually do protect a lot better than the cloth masks or the surgical masks, you know, the little blue masks that have these little bands around your ears. Those, I think there's a sort of like placebo mask. They give a little bit of protection, but the real deal, these N95 masks, but they're hard to wear. They're hard to wear, you know, because you re-breathe your own carbon dioxide and, you know, it's, you get all gunky. So, they're expensive too. You know, they can run you, you know, $3, $4, $5 a shot. And they're supposed to be used once, throw away, because they can become contaminated. So how do you clean them? Well, they did a study on this. Heating could be the best way to disinfect N95 masks for reuse. Now, don't put them in the microwave because you're going to toast them. And you may set fire in your microwave because there's little metal parts in there that can sometimes ignite and spark. So in this study, they used disinfectant to treat the mask. No good, because it damaged the fabric of the mask. One treatment with alcohol reduced effectiveness from 96% to 56%. Bleach also reduced the effectiveness. But a single steam treatment maintained filtration. But after 5 steam treatments, there was a decline in the efficiency. So you know, if you want to clean them, you know, once, twice, maybe a couple of times, you can steam them. Be careful with the rubber bands, because the bands that you know, hold them on your head, they can be degraded by the use of heat. So there you have it. You know, got it. Those masks are in short supply, and they're important for health professionals. And this is something that they can do in a hospital setting. You can do that at home. Try it out. It's probably not going to damage your mask too severely, and you'll at least have a clean mask. 877-726-8255 is our number. And when we return, we'll take a look at something called turfing. There's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system is operating at its peak. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a new natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. In a few moments, we're going to take a look at nitric oxide chemistry. What does that have to do with human health? Well, you'll find out about that in just a few moments. But first, I want to talk about turfing and how turfing may have contributed to the terrible death toll of COVID-19, particularly here in New York. But across the country, the trend has been that we're seeing an awful lot of nursing home deaths. And these are older individuals. They have comorbidities. Many of them are poorly fed. And people come in and out, relatives and staff, bringing with them sometimes a hidden pathogen. So they've become killing fields for the coronavirus. And the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has been criticized for signing off on a decision to send patients back from hospitals who were positive for the coronavirus. Now, why would he do that? Well, part of it has to do, I mean, it was a major miscalculation. And I'm sure he rues that decision because it's going to haunt him throughout his political career. But part of that has to do with the culture of medicine. And I experienced that because I trained at hospitals in the Bronx in New York City. And one of the facts of life of the medical system in the Bronx is there are a lot of old age homes there. There are a lot of nursing homes there. And elderly individuals are ensconced in these homes, and these homes are a continual feeding ground for hospitals. Patients routinely get transferred from nursing homes to hospitals, and then the hospitals turn them, tune them up. We call that a tune-up. You know, Sophie, you know, you'd read the chart, you know, the patient's on the gurney. She's having trouble breathing. She's got an oxygen mask on. And so you read the chart, and it says the last admission prior to the one that you, as this new, at the new doctor on the case, it says this is the 37th admission for this 87-year-old female, you know, and who suffers from diabetes, hypertension, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, congestive heart failure, you know, and on and on and on and on the diagnoses. Very sick individuals, but they're stable in the nursing home until something goes awry, and then they're sent to the hospital. Now, we played a game of cat and mouse with the nursing homes. We were in the hospitals, and we were overwhelmed. We were continuously overwhelmed, or, you know, got no sleep. The last thing we wanted was another very sick 87-year-old patient who was going to occupy a lot of our time when, unfortunately, and then I'm going to make a revelation to you, when supposedly more viable patients could be treated, younger patients who were maybe more salvageable, didn't have such chronic diseases. So we felt that there was a big minus, you know, having lots and lots of these patients on our service. So we would turf them. We would send them back as quickly as possible. We would, you know, make sure that they were not immediately at risk of dying, and then boom, put them in the ambulette, send them back to the nursing home. And sometimes we would know the doctors who were in the nursing homes, because some of the doctors in the nursing homes also were attendings in the hospital. And we would say, oh, that Dr. Schwartz, every time he has a problem with an elderly patient, he sends him over to the hospital. So we have to take care of him. What's the matter with Dr. Schwartz? He's lazy. He should just take care of this, you know, the case of congestive heart failure. Doesn't he know how to take care of that? But in the nursing homes, they're really not equipped to do that. Plus, they don't want to have the liability. They'd rather, if a patient is at death's door, frankly, they'd rather ship them off to the nursing home, to the hospital, where they can get supposedly expert care. And if they die, it's on the hospital. And this is a back and forth game, played between nursing homes and hospitals. And unfortunately, to the real disadvantage of some of the other patients in the nursing home. Maybe they weren't quite as sick, but the patients who had coronavirus belonged in the hospital, belonged under strict quarantine and with personnel wearing protective garments, and they needed to be taken out of the nursing home system to protect the other patients in the nursing home. Unfortunately, they were sent back. A patient like that becomes a sort of a typhoid Mary, who can then infect other patients and create havoc within the nursing home. And I think part of it is the culture of medicine in America. A lot of turfing between hospitals and nursing homes, a constant battle between those two systems that should be mutually supportive. I know, you know, look, it's been 30 years since I was trained, but I'm sure some of these shenanigans still go on, because often things don't change until tragedies occur in medicine. 877-726-8255 is our number. When we return, we're going to hear from an expert on the subject of nitric oxide chemistry. I think you're going to find it interesting. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Makuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. There's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system is operating at its peak. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a new natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You've heard a lot about dietary nitrates. In particular, we've been talking about supplements like Berkeley Life. And the subject of nitric oxide chemistry is a very complex one. So to help sort things out, we've invited Bob Miller, who is a traditional naturopath, who has been engaged exclusively with functional nutritional genetic variants, using genetic profiles to help sort things out in terms of where things go metabolically. And Bob has founded the Nutrigenetic Research Institute to research the relationship between genetic variants and presenting symptoms. So it's a fascinating area. I'm very interested myself in genetic testing. So to help us shed light on it, here's Bob Miller. Bob, hi. Welcome.
Hi. A pleasure to be here. And thank you for all the hard work you're doing to help people understand so many of these complex issues.
Well, we're trying to get the word out, but this is, in science, nitric oxide is a hot topic. Can you help us understand how dietary supplements interact with our genes to either allow us to have adequate nitric oxide production or to have it impaired?
Sure. As you said, it's a lot of interest right now, particularly, you know, in light of the health challenges we're seeing and how this COVID seems to be having a circulatory component to it. So I know there's a lot of interest in nitric oxide at this time. So as you said, you know, one of the ways to get in is through nitrate-rich foods, but the other pathway is a rather complex one. The body makes something called BH4, tetrahydroboroptan. And that's not only responsible for nitric oxide, but for your serotonin and dopamine. And then it combines with something called NADPH that we want to talk a little bit about, oxygen, and of course, arginine. And that all gets mixed together by the NOS enzyme to make nitric oxide. Now, that ideally happens if everything's working properly. But there's a lot that can go wrong. As I said, one of the ingredients we need is BH4, tetrahydroboroptan. And there's two enzymes, one called DHFR and QDPR, that help keep recycling BH4. Because what happens is when we use BH4 to make nitric oxide, after it does that, it turns into BH2. And we need to turn that BH2 back into BH4. So if we have some mutations in QDPR or DHFR, that may not work. Then if we use BH2 rather than BH4, rather than making nitric oxide, we make a very oxidizing agent called superoxide. And that will combine with the nitric oxide you have left over to make something called peroxynitrate. Interestingly, the chemical symbol for that is O-no. And that peroxynitrate, that peroxynitrate is very oxidizing, further depletes BH4, and actually suppresses the immune system.
So now, my impression was that BH4 has something to do with the folate pathway. Am I off track there?
Yes, that's what I was going to get to next.
Oh, okay.
The folate and SAMe are needed for BH4. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we're investigating, if there are mutations in the MTHFR A1298, that could impact the production of BH4. Interestingly, aluminum also inhibits BH4.
And right, lead, so we know that environmental toxins, you know, mercury, lead, cadmium, you name it, they can mess up these pathways. They can get in the way of synthesis of critical nutrients.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, lead will actually inhibit the NOS enzyme that takes all of these and puts them together. So as I said, rather than making nitric oxide, we're making superoxide free radical.
Yikes.
Now, the other thing that can happen is that if our what's called the urea cycle in the kidneys is not clearing ammonia, the body will use BH4 to reduce that. So you can actually, by looking at genomics, see if people have weakness in the urea cycle. Now, one of the areas that we are really digging into is NADPH. I'm absolutely fascinated by this and been studying it now for the last 2 years. Now, there's been a lot of talk, particularly from, the folks at Harvard about NAD plus or NAD. So
right.
NAD is a substance that the body makes. And I'm really fascinated by this because it does a couple of things. It turns into NADH, which is energy production. It supports what are called the PARP enzymes that do DNA repair. And they also feed what are called the sirtuins that are very much related to longevity. And they support SOD production. Now, going back to what I said earlier, if we don't make nitric oxide, we make the free radical superoxide. The antioxidant superoxide dismutase neutralizes that.
Mm-hmm. SOD.
And then finally, this NAD plus gets made into NADPH. And I believe as we're researching environmental toxins, epigenetic factors that we weren't exposed to 50 to 75 years ago is causing us to lose that NADPH. But before I go there,
which creates sort of a low energy state and, fatigue and, poor organ function and because it's ubiquitous. I mean, there's the energy compound for all the cells.
Sure. Now, what I'm fascinated by with NADPH is this. We all know that excess free radicals is a problem. And antioxidants like glutathione neutralize those free radicals. But a lot of folks don't know that after glutathione does its job, it's in an oxidized state, and it needs to be recharged using NADPH so that it can do it again. And one of the fascinating things is if we stay stuck in that oxidized glutathione, it will actually combine with oxygen to make superoxide and then nitric oxide to make peroxynitrite, further depleting your nitric oxide levels.
So all these things can backfire. Yeah.
They can. And that's why sometimes when some people take glutathione, they have a negative effect, and they can't understand why. Glutathione, the master antioxidant, how could that be harmful? Well, if you don't spin it back into its reduced form by NADPH, that's when it stays stuck there. And in additionally to the reduction of or making superoxide, it also impairs something called sulfation, which is a very important process in the body to take out toxins.
Mm-hmm. A detoxifying pathway.
And we have to have enough. We have to have enough of this NADPH. Now, this led me to the study of an enzyme called NOX, N-O-X, NADPH oxidase. Fascinated by this. Now, this is a very important enzyme because what it does when we're faced with a bacteria or a pathogen, it's kind of like the army or the police force says, we have a problem here. We got to zap this guy. And if we didn't have that, we'd die of infection. So it's a very important function. So we tend to think of inflammation as being bad, but used appropriately, it's life-saving. It kills the pathogens.
Mm-hmm. So it's our first line of defense against the innate immune system that doesn't even have to have seen something like a novel coronavirus.
Exactly. And so this NOX enzyme plays a very important role. But here's what's fascinating about it. As we spoke about, NADPH is needed to make your nitric oxide. It's needed to recycle your glutathione. It's also needed by an enzyme called HMOX to turn broken down heme into ferritin and make something called bilirubin, which interestingly calms down that NOX enzyme. And one of the things we're researching is the cytokine storm that's associated with COVID part of the NOX enzyme being upregulated? Mm-hmm. There's studies that show...
We do see, by the way, high ferritins in some of the coronavirus patients, so maybe there's, a linkage there.
There very well may be. There's so much to learn. So what happens is the NOX enzyme uses oxygen from iron, and it uses the electron from NADPH. So this is a key point. This NADPH molecule can be used to recycle your antioxidants. It can be used to make your nitric oxide, break down your heme properly, but when called upon by the NOX enzyme, will actually make inflammation, including superoxide.
Can we tie this into the effects of taking dietary nitrates like Berkeley Life, nitrate-rich foods or supplements?
Yes, well, that will, you know, increase your nitric oxide by a secondary pathway, and that's why I believe this is so important. But, you know, on the one hand, we have to make it, but on the other hand, we have to make sure that we're not breaking it down. Mm-hmm. And if this NOX enzyme is upregulated and making superoxide, we're going to take that precious nitric oxide and actually use it to make inflammation, the peroxynitrite. Now, one of the things we're researching is that we believe epigenetic factors that we weren't exposed to 50 to 75 years ago is upregulating this NOX enzyme. That's where our research is going right now. And we're finding things like upregulation of mTOR, mammalian target of rapamycin, will upregulate. And by the way, the COVID virus, we believe, hijacks mTOR for replication.
Mm-hmm. That is one of the pathways. But we have to summarize, yes. Bob, because our take-home message is it plausible that by boosting our nitric oxide status, we can safeguard ourselves from environmental exposures and potentially even infectious exposures?
Well, absolutely. I was just going to get to what happens is nitric oxide modulates the mast cells and the NOX enzymes. And possibly that is why we're seeing some cardiovascular events going on right now. And again, potentially, this is a question, not a statement for research. Possibly our nitric oxide is being depleted as it's desperately trying to knock down this NOX enzyme.
Yeah, that's a theory that needs to be really elucidated. But I think I'm convinced that products like Berkeley Life may play a role in safeguarding patients from the more serious consequences of this pandemic. So thank you very much for joining us, Bob Miller. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.